The simple architecture of real schools. Let me just open by hypothesizing why schools are not teaching. It is because they don't actually know how to teach. And since everyone gets paid anyway, they see no reason to fix it. Let us use learning a photo editing program as an example here. Today, schools use multiple choice tests to assess the knowledge of a subject. Instead of evaluating the students by, for example, asking them to create a fake photo, hide it among real photographs, and let the class try to guess which is the fake one, schools use questions like, what is the purpose of image desaturation? A. Making it sharper. B. Making it lighter. C. All of the above. D. We're pretending to teach to take a paycheck home. I realize that in a real image editing class, an actual program is used, but the photo editing program we are using here is an analogy for mathematics, physics, chemistry, and biology. It is meant to demonstrate fake lectures and matching ineffective tests in serious subjects. But even in a real photo editing class, the teachers still end up failing the students because the real grade would have to be opening a successful photography business and making $100. This could be achieved by signing up with Unsplash and using the site to become a dronographer or a wedding photographer. Just learning how to use photo editing is useless. The class must begin with photography, center around image editing, and passing all the students that now have a functional business. Today's schools can't do this, because it would reveal them as ineffective. So as long as we are okay with them being already ineffective, we are wasting our time and the time of all the children, but no one gets caught for any wrongdoing. Oh, and by the way, your kid is not supposed to work fast food or retail. Those are not jobs for the children that represent the future of humankind. Schools actually could provide the students with 3 to 10 side projects, but they have no interest in doing that. A side project is a miniature business that makes about $100 a month. To return to our analogy for mathematics, physics, chemistry, and biology, these subjects are not being tested. The only thing that is tested here is the student's ability to temporarily memorize disconnected facts. This is fraud. Math is actually quite testable, but since schools are not teaching, all the children would fail math on a real test and reveal the fraud. The math nerds, or geniuses, are not a vote for things working out sometimes. They are self-taught. They learn about math, math history, and the underlying concepts on their own. They learn for real. The lectures are ineffective. The tests only test memorization and lying. And all the class really teaches is how to cram before a test, which works great for a factory job as well. Imagine a factory that would give its employees surprise college entry exams about every month on average. What would that reveal about the employees and their cramming abilities? Would they all continue passing the surprise tests? I don't think so. I would guess they would all fail with a low score. That is because they only retain what they learned for a few days. They aren't actually educated. They are just memorizing, pretending, acting. Now that I painted a certain picture for you and let you make your own conclusions, let's fix all this up. Unfortunately, I have to mention every step that led me to this architecture, And the first one is a little bit creepy, so let's just get it out of the way. In 1985, Orson Scott Card introduced the idea of a game-like intelligence test for Andrew Ender Wiggin in his sci-fi book, Ender's Game. When I read the book, I already suspected that creating a game-like educational experience could be useful in real education. About a decade back, one of the science popularizers released a game that dealt with space. And currently, there is a game entitled Kerbal Space Program that actually teaches orbital dynamics. This is by a different publisher than the science popularizer. About 8 years ago, I came across the concept of gamification, making serious things game-like. Gamification is a strategic attempt to enhance systems, services, organizations, and activities in order to create similar experiences to those experienced when playing games, in order to motivate and engage users. Wikipedia. Let us pause here for a moment and note that a Kerbal Space Program-like game is a good example of a real test of knowledge of mathematics, physics, and orbital dynamics. The student fails an orbital dynamics lecture if they are unable to put a simulated shuttle in Earth's orbit. This is a real test of real knowledge. The precise scenario the student will be presented with will be random. It could be the sun's orbit, geostationary orbit, or get a ship nearing Mars into the Martian orbit. There will of course be a series of such tests and paid internships that all end in working for NASA or ESA or some private aerospace company. These organizations will have a say in the tests that they require. The school will be influenced by industry seeking talent and not politicians seeking re-elections. The student will see employment statistics. They will be able to make an informed decision about this particular job sector. Not everyone likes space things. Space is a cold and dangerous place. We all had music class at some point, and most of us didn't realize that we could have a side job as a DJ, as a real musician. Music composition takes just a couple of days, if not hours, when taught correctly. Children can't be taught musical notation. They have to be taught how to use LMMS. Teaching children musical notation so early on is fraud. Musical notation is for people who are ready to study and learn from existing music. Kids just want to compose at first, and they don't actually know the full picture of what they want, because their songs can make them money. Just about all it takes is thinking of a song as 6 or 8 little songs of varying complexity and instruments to make things interesting, and then combining it all together. And then they can upload to Bandcamp or similar. There would need to exist a music label for students so that their music can get on Spotify and the radio. I'm sure there are many companies that would love to do that for free, passing on all the profits on the students. If not, one would be created specifically for that purpose. Of course, in the music class of today, we are taught nonsense and pushed along to memorize for the final and put it all behind us, in preparations for poverty resulting from unforgivable student loans. Before I looked at schools, I realized that audiobooks can help prison inmates a great deal. It is not possible to describe the importance of easy access to beautiful narrated books in prisons. I would go as far as asking celebrities to specifically create a prison version of a narration, a separate narration from what is given to school students. Some people aren't willing to read for high school kids, but would be greatly honored and in fact greatly appreciated if they narrated great books for inmates. This is so important. History will not look kindly at mass incarceration and legal slavery. They will not look kindly at our ignorance and arrogance and failure to prevent children from becoming criminals out of poverty of mind and wallet. And here we arrive at a small explanation of the very architecture of the new school. There is no building, no rent, and no fraudulent moochers or big fat white lice, not to mention spoiled lemons, that pretend to teach students. Parents don't get to use school as a convenient babysitter. Actually, the stress of high school and college exposes children to drugs. School is a pretty nasty babysitter. A tablet. Large, free-to-replace, open-source Linux tablet similar to the PineTab is presented to each student. There is strong emphasis on socializing and making friends in real life. But not behind the brick wall of a classroom. Children are not inmates. They are not meant to sit in rows memorizing noise so that the teacher can take their fraudulent paycheck home. On the tablet, there will be a series of programs similar to the applications found on the OLPCXO. But there will be one web application that will present a game-like educational experience that will serve as a resume and curriculum vitae and will last a lifetime. The students will still have grades, stats, or points. This is somewhat kind of similar to the Dark Souls player status, but here we see things related to education, realistic things. So passing and retesting the Orbital Dynamics class will increase different stats like math, physics, astrophysics, and even generative art. The student, while still in school, will be asked to replay the challenges or games. This is used to refresh and refine their knowledge. To mention Kerbal Space Program again, students only need to learn how to get into the orbit once. The tests are only there to help retain that knowledge. After all, this is a real school and a real education that is architected in such a way that the students end up getting contracts for well-paying jobs when their stats are high enough to qualify. This really is real education. And because the student chooses their own path, it also becomes really fun and respectful of their existing predispositions. The kids that get stuck with making music are my favorite example. Each school district will now have a community of music makers who don't want to get a job because they are already making a lot of money. The Orbital Dynamics class example I give here requires a little bit more explanation. Not all students that end up in aerospace industry will begin with love for NASA. Orbital Dynamics is needed for several things: generative art classes, animation classes, computer game classes, whatever requires a decent knowledge of Newton's calculus. So it is not just an Orbital Dynamics class that pops up in the class list on their tablet. It is used by many courses, and what makes a course outstanding is that it helps the student with making money. poetically speaking, due to money being misunderstood, the world is cutting off the oxygen to its collective brain. The classes presented to the students have to help them out of poverty. Generative art is about selling large, beautiful canvas with intricate, high-resolution computer art that would take a human years to create. Some of those graphics will be created by trails of objects that use Newton's calculus. Animation classes lead to a job in graphic arts, providing videos for advertising purposes or as backgrounds to long-winded poetry. And computer game classes help the students sell apps and actual games. Here, LMMS is a good example. It helps a person compose in less than an hour. And there are real and modern game engines that won't require years of programming. Level design can be a big subject, but a lot of players are a lot better at it than they assume. The tools that are used for actually building the levels are often part of the game. It just makes sense to be within the walls of the game to make the levels more intricate. Some programming will be required, and that is the area that would call for orbital dynamics and calculus. In a first-person shooter, the math would be related to animations. In a game like a modern take on asteroids, larger asteroids would attract the smaller ones with the force of gravity. Graduation is about successfully learning something that results in pushing away poverty. In a perfect world, education would be more pure, but in a world that has misunderstood how to use money, money-making must be taught in school. Just to repeat my opening remarks, schools shy away from real results and noble aims because they don't know how to educate. They are a place where adults go to make money under the protection of unions and ineffective curricula. Real school is a much more personal experience, and the access point is a computer tablet with open source software where companies can't trick students into paying for what should be free. The removal of that toxic stress that students experience when they realize they are being forced to pretend to learn by memorization or fail the class will already make a big difference. Letting the students choose their own path at their own pace and in a sequence that matches them best, and creating paths that help students become financially independent, we'll take care of the rest.